Mendina's Cabinets. The local pros.
Mendina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mendina's Cabinets. The local pros who know. Mendina's Cabinets. The local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie. Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Broadcasting live from Denver, Colorado. Hey, you've tuned into The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Hope you're not freezing your butts off out there. I mean, it's panic time, right? It's panic time. There's a winter storm everywhere. Get the bread. Get the milk. I've never understood, even when I was the Undersecretary of Homeland Security, I never really understood what's the deal about running to the grocery store to get bread and milk sandwiches, French toast maybe? I don't know. How about some protein? How about some eggs? You know, get some eggs. get some ham, bacon. I mean, but eggs and milk. Oh, eggs and milk are gone. And I do understand the water, you know, because if your pipes freeze, then you got to have water and all of that. But I'm always amazed how we are so fear-driven by the cabal, you know, that unholy alliance of the ruling elite and the tech giants and all the, you know, the dominant media. How, oh my gosh, the sky is falling. Now, in Colorado, interestingly, the sky has been falling all winter long. You know why? Because it's been so warm. So a lot of the ski slopes aren't open. At least they are. Maybe they're just partially open. Or they get a little snow, and then it melts and gets icy and crusty, and the skiing kind of sucks. And so, and we are in a drought, and our snowpack is below normal. It's significantly below normal. So we've been in a panic about that. So every evening on the news, on the local news here in Denver, it's been, you know, oh my gosh, you know, it's wonderful weather. I mean, you know, highs in the 50s, 60s sometimes, and our normal high this time of year, at least down here in the flatlands of Denver, not up in the mountains necessarily, the average temperature in January is something like, you know, 40 degrees or 42 degrees. Well, suddenly, and that's the panic. Enjoy this nice weather, but you know, we really worry about it. Okay. Well, enjoy it, but worry about it. That's what a way to live, right? Enjoy something, but worry about it the entire time. Then we get the Arctic cold blast. Now, I got to say, I have to give some credit, not much, but I'll give a little credit to the dominant media, for the mainstream media, because they haven't named this yet. Like, you know, they haven't called it the polar vortex. They haven't given it a name like, you know, Nancy's big ass storm or something. We don't have anything like that yet, but give it time. And of course, but we do get, Fox News is taking it down. Yesterday on Fox News, they had down in the lower left or lower right hand corner of the screen, they had a map showing, you know, the deep blue and the light blue and the red and all of that. So, cause it's, you know, y'all got to keep glued to the television. Now, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. I, for Pete's sake, I live in Colorado, so I know we have blizzards, we have ice storms, you know, things get bad, the power goes out. I get all of that. But why do we have to be so panicked about it all the time? Why? And then, you know, in Colorado, it's been really nice, and we panic over that, and then it turns cold, and now, you know, it's like, what was it? I think when I came in, oh, look, it's up to 14 degrees today. When I took the dogs walking this morning, I was all bundled up. It was about 3 degrees. No wind, fortunately, so there really wasn't any wind chill. This whole thing about weather and climate change just drives me up the wall. And so we're going to talk about that. But I forgot to give you the rules of engagement because I got wound up. Well, sucks to be you. So you know that if you want to tell me anything or ask me anything, you can always send me a text message whenever you're listening. Doesn't make any difference whether an affiliate delays the program or carries it live some other time, or you're listening on the podcast, however you might be listening. You can always tell me anything or ask me anything by sending a text message. The number is 33103, 33103, keyword is Michael. And insofar as social media is concerned, all of my social media accounts, X, Facebook, Instagram, are all now at Michael D. Brown, at Michael D. Brown. So go give me a follow there. So now that we are in a, I don't want to call it a disaster, although I do understand that if you're stuck in an ice storm and you can't get out of your house, or you got to get out of your house because you're having a baby. Although now that reminds me of Senator Josh Hawley this past week asking some doctor at a hearing on Capitol Hill whether men can get pregnant. So I assume that anybody having a baby during this ice storm is probably female, but you know, Call me sexist, but, you know, I kind of think that females are the ones that have babies. But if, you know, you're trying to get to the hospital because you're about to drop a baby, you'll understand that that's kind of an emergency. Or you have an appendectomy, you have a heart attack. Don't get me wrong, I understand all of those individual things going on that are disasters for individuals. But overall, it's Chuck's calendar. It is Saturday, January 24. Now, for my entire life, January, because I live in the Northern Hemisphere, has been wintertime, and it gets cold. I just want everyone to, that's right, breathe in, breathe out. And then I want to give you a little perspective. And the perspective is, you know, for decades, this climate crisis narrative has rested on a single emotionally powerful claim. And that claim is simply this: the planet is warming, and so extreme weather will become more frequent and more intense. That claim didn't just simultaneously combust out of nowhere. There had to be, almost like, you know, somebody getting pregnant, two things had to happen. An egg and a sperm had to meet. Well, guess what? That's kind of what happened here. And it happened by, it gets repeated, often verbatim, by government, international institutions, scientific bodies, and of course the major media outlets. And then every time that it gets amplified by the major media outlets, and then because we have that wonderful thing called social media, it gets amplified even more. And so that becomes the mechanism by which even modest warming, which does exist, I don't deny it, we've had modest warming. I'm kind of happy about it. What the weather, the kind of general climate we're having in Colorado now is the kind of general climate that we had in Colorado about 30 years ago. So, extreme weather from all this fear-mongering was not a side effect. It was the proof. The side effect, the claim, became the proof. Nobody ever asked, wait a minute, you make the claim, but where's the proof? Which is why what I'm about to show you, I can't really show you, describe for you, matters so much. Because the data set that the climate alarmists use, until they didn't, really points something out. After 25 years of rising emissions and record heat, the global climate-related disasters are not increasing. When you go to the Center for Research on the Epidemiology of Disasters, located in Brussels, the database is known as EM-DAT. It's the Emergency Events Database. You can go look it up. Go Google it. Google it. Duck, go it. Bing it. You know, whatever you do for your search engine, brave it. However, search for the Emergency Events Database. It's not obscure. It's used. The graph I'm looking at is used by the United Nations, the World Meteorological Organization, all these NGOs. It's used by insurance companies, and of course by the climate researchers and the IPCC adjacent studies. And for years, it's been routinely cited to argue that climate change was already driving an increase in extreme weather. But now that provisional 2025 data is available, the argument collapses. Absolutely collapses. So I just want to give you a little alternate perspective to give you a little chuckle while you remain bundled up in front of your fireplace with your hot cocoa and the dog sitting next to you and you've got, you know, cartons of milk and loaves of bread that you now bought and you don't know, what the crap am I going to do with this? Maybe we can find a recipe for that. I'll be right back.
The new year brings new health goals and wealth goals. Protecting your identity is an important step. Your info is in endless places that could expose you to identity theft, leading to lost funds. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second. If your identity is stolen, our restoration specialists will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Resolve to make identity health and wealth part of your new year's goals with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS. Visit LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavors. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Plan your day with the Sue McClain News Hour on KCNR. Your weekday weather forecast equips you to tackle any weather, rain or shine. Sponsored by the Queen of Dragons, a local champion delivering premium flour, edibles, and concentrates with free delivery to Shasta Lake. Their Flower Fridays deal runs all weekend until stock's gone, so grab it fast. Support local by visiting X, Facebook, or thequeenofdragons.com. KCNR keeps you in the loop every day. The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Thank you.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. Hey, do me a favor. Go over and subscribe to our podcast. So whatever podcast app you use, search for this program. It's called The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. Once you find that, hit that subscribe button. Of course, leave a five-star review, not because we think it's a five-star program. We're lucky to be a one-star program. But when you give a five-star review, that helps us with whatever podcast program you use to beat their algorithm and kind of get us spread out more sore. And of course, that helps me with ratings and everything else. So leave a five-star review. Then here's what happens. That will automatically download all 5 days of the weekday program plus the weekend program, so you get more Michael Brown than you could ever possibly want. So what do these institutions actually claim? To understand how there's this disconnect and how we get led by, you know, like we got a nose ring, just being led around like a bunch of numbnuts, it's important to examine what all these authoritative institutions tell us should be happening. For example, let me just go through four of them. The International Panel on Climate Change, the UN group, says that any future warming will increase the occurrence of extreme weather events. NASA, extreme weather are all becoming more frequent and more intense. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, right here in Colorado, incidents of extreme weather are projected to increase. And, of course, the United Nations itself. Climate change has led to an increase in the frequency and intensity of extreme weather events. And I could, you know, even more detail. But think about what I just said. That's not subtle. It's not, it wasn't like lawyer speak. It was straightforward. It wasn't even like political speak. It was just clear, unadulterated language. It is what it is. Well, I'm telling you, that's the backbone of the climate crisis messaging. But compare what is said to what the observational data actually shows. Over the last 25 years, now, I want you to understand something about the past 25 years. Atmospheric CO2, carbon dioxide, A naturally occurring gas, something that I am exhaling into this studio as I speak, a gas which is necessary for plant and human life to exist on this planet. Atmospheric CO2 in the past 25 years reached the highest levels in human history. And global temperatures rose to claimed record highs. And, of course, the climate policies, whether it's the national policies, although most of those have been reversed by Trump, or the policies in California, New York, Illinois, or certainly the policies in Europe, although Europe's beginning to realize, oh, it's colder than a well digger's butt out here and the windmills aren't working. Yeah, maybe those green energy solutions aren't working quite so well. But nonetheless, the climate policies, whether local, state or national or international, those policies grew dramatically. Well, that's kind of interesting, because if CO2 is reaching its highest level and there has been an increase in global temperatures, yes, but you know, we haven't all burned to death. In fact, growing seasons have expanded, yet all the climate policies keep expanding, but nothing changes. And the global climate-related disaster counts have not increased. Global related disaster counts are flat. So in 2025, the year following the highest CO2 concentrations and some of the warmest global temperatures on record, the total count for disasters are lower than at any point in the past 25 years. Now, I know that the current data, it's kind of like getting the jobs numbers. So the CO2 numbers and the climate disaster numbers, all of those are currently provisional. Because if you go back to that emergency database, it has some reporting lag, which you would always expect, particularly for events that are late in the calendar year. So there might be some minor upward revisions. You know, I'm not trying to say that there won't be. There could be. But there are no realistic revision transformations that can exist that would change 2025 into a record year for disasters. Because the signal in the data is not subtle. The trend does not reverse. If warming was driving an explosion of extreme weather, then this is where it should appear in these charts, in these numbers, and it does not. What I find interesting is that one detail in all of this data from 2025 really ought to pay close attention to. In the entire world, that database recorded only one extreme temperature disaster in 2025. One single one. Now, I think that's amazing because think about how often we are told that heat waves are becoming, you know, ubiquitous, normal, unprecedented, and increasingly deadly everywhere. But the official data does not count warm days or uncomfortable summers. It counts documented disaster events that would meet a threshold for impact, displacement, or mortality. So if heat extremes were spiraling out of control, well, that category in the database would be surging, and it's not. Almost nobody would ever argue that a slightly warmer planet than today, than we were in, say, 1850, is dangerous. In fact, the mid-19th century was exceptionally cold, unstable, and unhealthy, an unhealthy period for humanity. The colder temperatures are more dangerous. And it's kind of funny because, you know, okay, boomer here. This boomer understands. You know, when I was in high school and college debate, one of our debate topics, see, this is how long it's been around. It's been around for a long, long time. One of our debate topics in both high school and in college was extreme temperatures. It was global cooling. We were going to go into a deep freeze. We were all going to freeze to death. And then suddenly it changed. Returning to 1850 temperatures would not improve human welfare. So this slight warming that we've increased, we were told that was dangerous, that that was going to kill everybody. And then when you look at it, oh, wait a minute, what we were told dangerous had positive feedbacks. We were told we were going to have more frequent storms, more intense floods, worsening droughts, escalating wildfires, expanding heat catastrophes. And extreme weather was the mechanism by which the warming became a crisis. And that mechanism just doesn't show up in the data. But the narrative does. The narrative is more persistent and more consistent than actually either the weather or the climate is. Now, what you know as well as I do. Why? Because we know that once a narrative becomes institutionalized, it doesn't depend on any observational confirmation. It doesn't really depend upon the data because everybody's going to manipulate the data. What it depends on is repetition. Keep repeating it and keep framing it as a moral issue and a scary issue. Oh, go buy your bread and milk. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-9871. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-9871. That's 800-575-9871. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Wind River Resort and Casino presents the Ultimate Tailgate Party. On Sunday, February 8th, the event center will explode into a gridiron celebration. Doors open at 2:30 p.m. Mouth-watering tailgate favorites, drink specials and drives. Whether you're riding with your team or just in it for the party, tickets just $35 per person or $300 per table. This event will sell out fast. For complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Must be 21 to attend. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. Text line's always open. The number's 33103, 33103, keyword Mike or Michael. Talking about this climate disaster. Somebody said they're calling a storm Fern. Fern? Huh. Where'd that come up? I mean, what are we doing naming winter storms? And at what point do you decide a winter storm is going to get a name and one doesn't get a name? Have you ever thought about that? And have you ever also thought about what it tells you or subliminally is trying to get you to do by naming a winter storm? And by the way, why do I always name after females? I mean, if I were a female, which, you know, let me fix that. Let me identify as a female for a minute. Identifying as a female, I find that naming things that are disasters after females to be very, very offensive. I mean, if I'm Michelle and you name a winter storm Michelle and everybody's all running to get milk and eggs and butter and water and putting your face masks on, because we're going to, you know, all die. Don't call it Michelle, because as an identifying female, that really is, what do you think I am? Some kind of a witch spelled with a B? Is that what you think? So women, rise up. Let's start, you know, I want a storm named Michael. Yeah, come on, all right, Michael. Everybody thinks I screw things up anyway, so I might as well just, you know, call it Michael. Back to this data. Because after 25 years of all these emissions increases, the record heat, the disaster surge they kept telling us about that never really materialized, it's all about a narrative. It's all about establishing the narrative. I mean, this is true in almost everything in our lives, it seems, is now either everything's politics, right? I mean, you can't I had a coworker. I thought about going to this concert myself. This has been several months ago, but I've been a fan of Neil Young for most of my life. Now, Neil has become unhinged lately about his politics. I mean, he was always to the left, and that's fine. I don't care. You can actually enjoy someone's acting, singing, their artistic talents, as long as they keep that separate from their politics. So I thought about, he was going to be here at Fiddler's Green, and I thought about buying tickets and, you know, taking my wife and going to see Neil Young. And then for whatever reason, I don't know, I ended up not doing it. Well, a friend of mine went and left after about 45 minutes because he said it was so political that it was just essentially Neil Young lecturing the audience and occasionally singing a few songs. And I'm thinking, well, crap, I'm glad I didn't spend the $500 or whatever it was for a couple of tickets to go see Neil Young. That's how these narratives infect virtually everything. And politics is now infecting everything. And then the narrative becomes institutionalized. And because it becomes institutionalized, then everybody thinks, well, now we don't have to look at the data. We don't have to look at the stats. We don't have to look at reality because the narrative becomes the reality, whether it's true or not. So when this database, when this very good official database appeared you can manipulate the data. In fact, let me just give you a hint. This is what we, in the business, this is what we call a tease. In the next hour, we're going to go to CBS News. Now, those of you who listen to me locally in Denver have already heard this story, but I'm going to use CBS News that took one story that I just completely dissected apart, and they've propagated that throughout all of their different shows, you know, the morning show and the CBS Evening News and, you know, their cable outlet they have, everything, and they keep repeating it because they want to establish a narrative among their audience about something going on in Minnesota that just simply is not true. We're gonna break that down, just like I'm breaking this down. My point is these narratives get established and they exist everywhere. But here's the problem. It's called the smoking gun problem. Because after 25 years of emissions increasing and record heat, the disaster surge that was going to justify this global emergency, where is it? It's nowhere to be found. Now, we know the weather happened. The weather's happening right now. Wherever you're listening to me, if you're in the middle of Fern, by the way, Fern doesn't like you being sitting on her lap. Fern doesn't like you being around her. Leave Fern alone. If you're in the middle of Fern, I understand that, yes, there was somebody reporting from Tulsa this morning, and it was 8 degrees, and they're expected to get, you know, I don't know whether it was rain or snow or ice or what, but they were saying that it was going to be more than Tulsa gets in a year. Okay, well, sometimes that happens. It's called the weather. My point is, weather happens, and the climate changes. And it doesn't mean that adaptation isn't necessary. You know, growing up in Tornado Alley, I know that tornadoes are very, very random. You can destroy one house and the house next to it is fine, just like a hurricane. For that matter, a flood, depending on where the flood is. We should learn to mitigate against Mother Nature. All of our forefathers did. You know, all of the Indians did. All the Neanderthals did. Oh, crap, it's getting cold. Maybe, you know, let's invent something called fire. But it doesn't mean that the climate stops changing. The climate's always changing and it always will. What it really means is this. The crisis narrative is failing its very own empirical examination. And when that happens, then we shouldn't double down on the narrative. We ought to actually reassess and say, and be willing to say we were wrong. Of course, politicians and people who are vested in a narrative, who are vested in the grift that is climate change, are never going to admit that they're wrong. If extreme weather is not increasing, then the justification for some sort of permanent emergency politics just collapses on itself. So what was fueling all of this? Fear. The fear. And I try to get you, oh, I just wish I could just get everybody to do this. Actively listen. Learn to actively listen to, and I don't care, I really don't give a rat's ass whether it's Fox News, if that's your go-to, or it's CNN or MSNBC or it's the networks, or it's the Daily Beast. I don't care. What I want people to do is to actively listen. Or if you're and actively listening is the same thing in my mind as critically analyzing. Whether you're reading or listening, to critically think about it. Always be asking yourself the 5 W's, who, what, where, when, and why. And when you do that, you'll suddenly find yourself actually questioning, including me. You should do the same thing with me. If you don't believe me, you ought to go challenge me. That's why I always, you know, when somebody points out on the text line that, you know, I don't care about, you know, mispronouncing a word or using the wrong verb or something like that, because when you're talking, you know, 3 hours a day for 6 days a week, you're going to screw up places. And so I get that. But when someone says that factually what you said was incorrect, then that really causes me to stop. Oh, seriously? Did I really say something factually incorrect? I'd like to go research that and find it out because it might actually change my way of thinking about something. I just wish, not that I'm perfect, but I wish everybody would act like that. Critical thinking, critical reasoning, and actively listening to what people are telling you. Do you try it in a corporate meeting sometime? Go into any business meeting. Go into a business meeting, now you'll pull your hair out, but go into a business meeting and listen to all of the verbiage about, you know, all the keywords. Who was I? I was reading an interview from, I forget who it was, but the interview was a radio, not a personality, not an on-air personality, but a radio muckety muck, you know, one of the managers, program director of EP or something. And I got a kick out of one paragraph was every buzzword you could possibly imagine. And I thought, oh my gosh, can you imagine sitting in that meeting and all those buzzwords being used? Because if you were critically listening, you would realize that blah, 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 blah. And then there might be a little nugget of something there. You know, blah, 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 blah. And then there's one thing that you need to pay attention to that you really ought to do because, you know, it's whatever corporate wants you to do. Actively listening, always critically thinking, critically listening, always asking the who, what, where, when, and why. And you'll suddenly realize that we are living in the so-called information age. And in the information age, you've got to be even more of a critical thinker when it comes to things like this national emergency that we're facing right now. So before you go run off to the grocery store, and I'm not saying you shouldn't, because if you are going to be stuck in your house for, you know, 24, 48, 72 hours, then you ought to make sure you really do have something to eat. Because I just got a text message from a DoorDash guy that says he loves the cold weather because doing DoorDash, nobody wants to go out, so everybody's ordering. Well, what happens when the DoorDash guy can't make it there? So you really should be able to survive on your own for at least 72 hours. That's the old FEMA guy talking right there. But I'm not sure what bread and milk have to do with that, but, you know, maybe a can of pork and beans. But then don't rely on your electric can opener if the power's gone out. Can you actually open a can of pork and beans without an electric can opener? Can you? I'll be right back.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Ready to feel healthy this year? Find everything you need at LoseWeightNow.co. Orderly Meds gives you access to proven GLP-1 medications at a lower cost, backed by real medical professionals. And yes, they ship in discreet private packaging because it's nobody's business how you're improving yourself. And your journey deserves dignity, privacy, and confidence. Get started today at LoseWeightNow.co. Individual results may vary. Visit LoseWeightNow.co and get started today. That's LoseWeightNow.co.
At your conference table or your tailgate spot, we bring the know-how, we got a lot. Local experts with a digital plan. Woo! We'll boost your biz with a helping hand. Ready. Reading online marketing, we're right here.
Okay. This is Colonel Danny Gilman, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM. 1460 AM, KCNR, your talk radio show.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822. Or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, this is Carrie Growl.
From the heart behind Organic Pilates, I want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created for intentional living. We offer apparel, wellness, and everyday pieces designed to support how you move and how you live. Harmony, where movement meets intention. We're located at 1264 California Street. We're in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to welcome you in.
Get ready. The Grange Co-op Bucket Sale is back. January 24th and 25th. Pick up a Grange Co-op bucket and enjoy 20% off anything you can fit inside. If it doesn't fit, you still get 10% off. Tools, pet supplies, garden gear, feed. If it fits, it saves. Buckets must be purchased, but the savings you can stack inside are all yours. So pack it, stack it, and save big at the Grange Co-op Bucket Sale. Happening this weekend at Grange Co-op, 55 Lake Boulevard in Reading. Don't miss out. Your bucket of savings is waiting.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Day program, too. You know Dr. Ian Andre Roberts? He's an illegal alien from Guyana. He just happens to have a history of weapons-related charges, and he just happens to serve, or did serve, as the superintendent of the Des Moines, Iowa public school system. How does that happen? And then we had, I think up in Maine, that a recruit, or maybe I think it was already, he was already out of the academy and actually was a cop, gets arrested by ICE because he's an illegal alien. And the police chief comes out and he's throwing a hissy fit because ICE arrested one of his deputies who was an illegal alien. How does that happen? You know, here at iHeart, you get hired at iHeart, as you should. I'm not complaining about this. You got to fill out, you know, all the I-9 information to prove that you're a U.S. citizen before we'll hire you. So how does somebody get hired as a superintendent of schools in Des Moines, Iowa, if you're an illegal alien? How do you get hired as a cop in Cumberland, Maine, if you're an illegal alien? Because we don't care about the rule of law anymore if it fits our agenda. Well, this Yahoo, Dr. Ian Andre Roberts, pled guilty Thursday to federal charges of making false statements to gain employment in this country and illegally possessing a firearm. So he's here illegally. Somehow the Des Moines Public Schools doesn't do their vetting properly. What did he do? Did he get like some form? Can you get a form now and print out a degree? Hell's bells, I want a PhD in bullcrapology or something. Print me one out from Walmart. He was arrested by U.S. Immigration Customs Enforcement last September after an immigration judge issued a final deportation order in May of 2024. Hey, Des Moines School Board, I still have questions. When this first came up, when this first broke the news back last fall, I kind of wanted to know, how did that happen? He reportedly fled in his car when the ICE agents revealed their ID. That led to a chase that ended with him jumping out of his car and hiding in the shrubs nearby. Hey, Des Moines, that's your superintendent. Now, they eventually found him, was taken into custody, with the assistance of the Iowa State Police K-9 Unit. They found $3,000 in cash. Okay, that's fine, whatever. A hunting knife and a loaded handgun in his Des Moines city government issued car. Now, at the time of both his deportation order and his arrest, he was serving as the superintendent of the Des Moines Public School. He's been in that position since July of 2023. The school board had previously praised him for his focus on instructional excellence, diversity, equity and inclusion, and innovation in education. For his excellence in diversity, equity, and inclusion? Did they hire him because he met all of the requirements? He was an illegal alien. He was a person of color. And he was a criminal, illegally possessing a firearm. Oh, he was also a registered Democrat. Oh, yeah. Oh, there we go. So I was going to say it was a trifecta. No, it was more than the trifecta. It was a trifecta plus. Yes. Did he vote in the school board election? How did that happen? So the feds charged him with making false statements to gain employment and for being an illegal alien in possession of a firearm. Now, according to the DOJ, he falsely claimed U.S. citizenship on employment paperwork back in June of 2023. And then on the day of his arrest, he knowingly possessed a loaded Glock pistol. He has good taste in handguns. And three additional firearms in his residence. His criminal history. Now here, I want the Des Moines public school system. If you're living in Iowa, if you're listening to me anywhere in Iowa, or for that matter anywhere, it doesn't make any difference because you ought to be asking, you ought to be asking every superintendent, may we see your papers, please? Can you prove that you're actually? But how does, listen to this. His criminal history includes charges for narcotics possession, forgery, reckless driving, multiple firearm-related offenses that span decades. Now, he'll be sentenced on this upcoming May 26th. He faces up to 20 years in federal prison. Can somebody explain to this stupid old, you know, dumb white guy boomer? How do you get past all of that and get hired to a position of public trust? Well, because in this country, if you're a registered Democrat, a person of color, an illegal alien, you support diversity, equity, and inclusion, and you meet all of these, you know, requirements, then I guess the Des Moines Public School Board is blind in one eye. All they saw was what they want to see, and so they put a criminal in charge of your kids? Wow. I think we're probably in trouble. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text line's always open, 33103. Keyword, Michael. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-9871. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-9871. That's 800-575-9871. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news at Town Hall. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. More than 10,000 flights have been canceled across the U.S. as a major storm is expected to wreak havoc across much of the country, threatening to knock out power for days and snarl major roadways. Kaylin Cochran is assistant manager at Route 66 Ace Hardware in Mustang, Oklahoma.
We had a pallet of ice melt inside. We had an ice pellet. A pallet of ice melt outside also, and it's just, once they came, they came. People kind of knew, we kind of let them know when our truck was going to be here. So
Michael Colbert is with the Oklahoma City Public Works Department.
Yeah, I've been doing this a few days. I've been working here doing this since 1982, and up until this predicted storm, the worst one we had was in 2009, and it was called a blizzard to us. It was the most snow that we've had here in history, I believe. And this one is supposed to be pretty close to that. So we learned from that event.
And roughly 140 million Americans are currently under a winter storm warning. There is news of another shooting in Minneapolis. In this case, a 51-year-old man allegedly took a weapon to an anti-ICE demonstration along with some ammunition, got into a shootout, and died of his wounds. More information will be coming out shortly from Homeland Security. GOP Congresswoman Lisa McClain of Michigan says she's optimistic the Republican Party can maintain control of the U.S. House following the upcoming midterm election.
We are on the side of law and order. We are on the side of lower taxes for every American. We are on the side of common sense, for goodness sakes. That's what really is going to prevail.
President Trump is suing J.P. Morgan Chase and CEO Jamie Dimon for $5 billion over allegations J.P. Morgan stopped providing banking services to him and his businesses for political reasons in 2021. More from townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment? That's a lie. Most timeshares can be bought online for a dollar. To find out what your timeshare is worth and to cancel it, call us today and we'll send you our timeshare exit kit free with all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley for your free exit info guide. 800-893-2288. That's 800-893-2288.
The latest figures show that U.S. economic growth is being fueled by strong consumer spending.
The Commerce Department says the economy grew at the fastest pace in 2 years from July through September. Those numbers are being touted by the White House as evidence that President Trump's economic policies are working. Analysts say that wealthier Americans are spending more, while lower-income households struggle with high prices. Despite the economic boom, job creation is low and the labor market remains tight. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump addressed the annual March for Life in Washington yesterday, telling the crowd via video it's all about creating a culture of life.
This is a battle that must be fought, must be won, not only in the corridors of power, but above all in the hearts and souls of the people.
Tens of thousands of pro-life advocates took part in the annual March for Life on the National Mall yesterday. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. TikTok has finalized a deal to create a new American entity, avoiding the looming threat of a ban inside the United States, where it has some 200 million American users.
The social video platform has signed agreements with major investors Oracle, Silver Lake, and the Emirati investment firm MGX to form the new TikTok U.S. joint venture, which TikTok says will operate under defined safeguards that protect national security. U.S. TikTok users can continue using the same app. President Joe Biden signed a law that would ban TikTok in the U.S. if it didn't find a new owner in the place of China's ByteDance by a January 2025 deadline. TikTok went dark for several hours, But President Donald Trump signed an executive order to keep it running while his administration worked out an agreement for the sale of the company. I'm Donna Water.
Things were mixed at the end of the week on Wall Street. The Dow was down by almost 300 points. More on these stories at Town Hall.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. from my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Mandina's Cabinet. The local pro.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets. The local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets. The local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
People understand that the masses out there are busy or distracted or whatever, and then they take advantage of them. And there are two great examples from this week, and I want to delve into both of those. And the first one starts, I've told you before, I mean, there are a lot of newspapers that I read, but I make sure that I go through the Washington Post, the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, the Los Angeles Times, and, of course, the Denver Post and the Denver Gazette. Now, there are lots of other websites and news sites that I use, too, but I primarily focus on those as newspapers, in air quotes, in addition to, obviously, the cable channels and all the online research that I do. But the Washington Post and CBS News this week blatantly lied to people or misled people trying to get you, tugging at your heartstrings, trying to get you to, oh, I'm so sad. Let's go to the Washington Post first, which, by the way, on their masthead, it's still democracy dies in darkness. Well, yes, but you're shining a light bulb, a light, not on the powerful, but when you do shine the light on the powerful, you're very selective on which powerful you shine the light on. If democracy dies in the darkness, why don't you get a big flood lamp and why don't you look at your own party? Here's the headline from January 22nd, just, what, 2 days ago. The abhorrent power of the photograph of a five-year-old held by ICE. An image like this could once change history. Can one still? A viral image of five-year-old Liam Conejo Ramos shows the boy in a blue knit hat with white bunny ears and pom-poms, standing with a blank look on his face, staring at the back of a truck. Liam and his father were captured by Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers in Minnesota on Tuesday, and both are now detained in San Antonio, more than 1,200 miles from Liam's home, his school, his friends, and most of his family. School officials in Minnesota, reports the Washington Post, say that the pre-kindergarten student was used as bait by ICE in an apparent attempt to gain access to the adults inside the private house where he once lived. That act, the use of a boy too young to understand the political game in which he became a pawn, mirrors in a perverse and deeply disturbing way the power of the photograph. The photograph stirs empathy and compassion, the same emotions that ICE agents apparently use to entice adults into making themselves vulnerable to capture. Wow. That's pretty strong. The Washington Post builds its entire narrative around a photograph of a crying five-year-old boy being carried by what they want you to believe is an ICE agent snatching him from his family. The headline screamed that tragedy. The framing drips with outrage, and your heart breaks looking at that image, which is exactly what they're counting on. He's a cute kid. He's a really cute kid, and he does have a blank look on his face like, I have no clue what's going on. He's got a funny blue little doggy kind of hat on. Here's what the Post eventually admits. But only after you've gotten emotionally invested. He wasn't being taken from his family. He was being taken with his family. His father, an undocumented alien who ICE was arresting, was bringing the child along during the arrest. Now, listen to that again. The father brought his five-year-old son to an immigration enforcement action. And when the situation became chaotic and the child became upset, as Jiminy Christmas, you've been around a five-year-old? An agent picked up and carried the crying child. The Washington Post quotes Ramsey County Sheriff Bob Fletcher saying that the child, quote, was with his father who was being arrested, not separated from. Not taken from, with. Notice how the Post describes this. The photo shows a uniformed officer carrying a small crying child. Well, that's technically true. But the image they want in your mind is a jackbooted thug ripping kids from his mother's arms. The family separation narrative that enraged Americans in 2018. But what really happened here? A father made the decision to have his kid present during his own arrest. Now the situation distressed the child. You don't think the father didn't know that? Or was the father so concerned about his own self-interest, he didn't care about his kid? And an officer carried the upset child rather than just leaving him crying on the ground. But you don't get that picture from the framing used by the Washington Post. The Post mentions there's body camera footage where but they conveniently don't link to it, and they certainly don't describe what it shows in detail. Why? Because the context kills their narrative. excuse me, Sheriff Fletcher did release the footage. It shows the officers trying to de-escalate. They're trying to keep the situation calm. They're dealing with a really chaotic scene. A scene that was chaotic that the father caused by bringing his child to this action. In fact, the Post quotes Fletcher explaining, the video will show the truth. But then they proceed to frame the story in a way that obscures that truth. Now, the article pivots to constitutional scholars. Oh, gotta listen to the experts, right? Expressing concern about immigration enforcement. They quote legal experts worried about Fourth Amendment violations and dragnet operations. But here's what they don't tell you. This was not a random sweep. According to the article itself, it was a targeted operation against specific individuals that had deportation orders already. It was not a dragnet. It was a law enforcement executing court orders. So that creates a false dilemma for the Washington Post. You want to know what that is? I'll be right back.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Ask yourself this question. Is it really worth holding on to that timeshare that you know you need to get rid of? Here's the truth. The average maintenance fee just went up over 17%. That could have been 117%, and there's nothing you can do about it. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check for annual maintenance and assessment fees. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. For 15 years, I've helped over 50,000 families cancel their timeshare. Not sell it, not transfer it, cancel it. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment and your maintenance fees would never go up? That's a lie. Are you ready to get rid of your timeshare once and for all? Simply call us and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit that explains all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your timeshare exit kit. 800-292-7788. That's 800-292-7788. 800-292-7788.
back to the weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. We're talking about two things this hour. The Washington Post and CBS News, both trying to lie to you and tugging at your heartstrings and, frankly, just lying to you. So we're talking about this photograph. If you haven't found the photograph, it's everywhere. The kid is cute, and the Post wants you to think that ICE agents have snatched this kid. It wasn't a random sweep. In fact, if you dig deep enough in the article, you'll see this was a targeted Immigration and Customs Enforcement operation against very specific individuals who had deportation orders. So it wasn't a dragnet like they want you to believe. So the Post creates a false dilemma. Either you are horrified by this image of a crying kid, or you support indiscriminate immigration raids. And there can be no middle ground in their framing where you can think, well, maybe the parents shouldn't bring their kids to their own arrests. The article spends paragraph after paragraph on the emotional impact of the photo. The crying child, the militarized appearance of the ICE agents. What do they bury? Well, they bury the actual facts. The father had a deportation order. He had gotten his due process. It would be like you've been through, you know, you get charged with armed robbery, rape, or murder, assault and battery, I don't care, any level of crime. And as usually happens, with the exception of rape or murder, but let's say assault and battery, well, probably not bank robbery either. But there are some criminal cases where you get your due process, you go through a preliminary hearing, you go through a trial, there's a jury verdict or a trial to the court, and you get your verdict and you're found guilty, and then you have to reappear in court for your sentencing. But you decide, nah, you know what? I know I got convicted of assault and battery. I beat the crap out of, you know, whomever. But I don't want to go to jail. So I'm going to go hide. So a bench warrant is issued. And the judge says, go find that Michael Brown, because he didn't show up for a sentencing hearing. And I was going to sentence him to 4 years in prison. Well, that's kind of what happened here. The father had a deportation order, meaning that he had appeared either before an immigration judge or a federal judge or a magistrate judge or even an administrative judge. And they found that he was in the country without authorization. He was an illegal alien. And so they issued a deportation order. And they ordered him by such and such a date to leave the country. He failed to self-deport. So now they're executing a warrant for his arrest so they can deport him subject to because of that deportation order. He had a deportation order. He chose to have his kid present when ICE came to get him. No family separation occurred. The child was kept with the family members afterward. This was targeted enforcement. It was not a random raid. But let's go back to family separation, because there was no family separation here. But if you go back to the example of me being charged with assault and battery and I fail to show up for my court hearing, and if I've got a 7-year-old or a 5-year-old kid at home and they execute a bench warrant to come and arrest me so the judge can sentence me to my 4 years in prison, guess what? They're going to come with a social worker, or maybe not, because maybe they don't know I've got a 7-year-old kid at home. So they come and they arrest me in my home and they discover, oh, there's a 7-year-old kid here. So now they call, you know, Health and Human Services, and Health and Human Services shows up and they take my 7-year-old and they put the 7-year-old kid into the juvenile system who's going to end up either hopefully with a relative, but may end up in a foster care. Where is the outrage about that? It's family separation. It's the same thing. But no, that's not the narrative. Now, here's the tell. What they quote versus what they emphasize. Now, the Post includes Sheriff Fletcher's statements defending ICE and explaining what actually happened. They include his point that the father made the decision to have the child there. But those facts are treated as Fletcher's claims. Just one side of a debate rather than what they actually are, which is a factual record of what occurred. Meanwhile, critics' emotional reactions are presented as somehow unassailable truth. You know what the you know what the Post could have done? Is just written an article with a headline that says something like, Father brings five-year-old to his own ICE arrest. Child becomes distressed. Or how about immigration activist questions whether parents should involve children in enforcement action? Or here'd be a really good headline. Body camera footage shows ICE agents attempting to calm crying child brought to scene by father. But those headlines don't serve the narrative. They don't generate outrage. They don't fit the predetermined story that the Washington Post wants to tell about Trump's immigration crackdown. The Washington Post wants you to convict based on a photograph. They're counting on you to see that crying child and to stop your critical thinking. But context is everything. That single photograph doesn't show what happened before or after. It doesn't show who made what decisions. It doesn't show the full video the sheriff released. The Post had access to all of that context, but they chose not to use it. That's not journalism. That's advocacy. The Washington Post isn't lying to you. They're too sophisticated for that. They're simply choosing which truths to emphasize and which ones to obscure or hide. They're using emotional images to bypass your rational thinking. They're framing a story of parental decision-making as somehow government overreach. It's propaganda. Pure, unadulterated propaganda dressed up as journalism. And the crying kid in that photograph? He's being used twice. Once by a dirtbag father who brought him to his arrest, and then again by a national newspaper that needs his tears to sell their narrative and sell newspapers and establish that narrative and what? Diss on Trump and diss on ICE. The real tragedy here is not ICE enforcement. It's that a five-year-old's worst day is being weaponized by adults on all sides. First by a parent who involved him in an immigration arrest. Then being used by a newspaper that needed his image to generate outrage clicks? That child deserved better from every adult in his life, including the journalist at the Washington Post. CBS, you're next. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. The new year brings new health goals and wealth goals. Protecting your identity is an important step. Your info is in endless places that could expose you to identity theft, leading to lost funds. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second. If your identity is stolen, our restoration specialists will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Resolve to make identity health and wealth part of your New Year's goals with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS. Visit LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at O2ES.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, this is Carrie Grell. From the heart behind Organic Pilates, I want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created for intentional living. We offer apparel, wellness, and everyday pieces designed to support how you move and how you live. Harmony, where movement meets intention. We're located at 1264 California Street. We're in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to welcome you in.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Rocky Patel Emerald. Coming in at number 6 on Cigar Aficionado's Top 25 with a 95 rating, this box-pressed cigar offers great combustibility, a smooth draw, and delicate flavors of ground coffee, hickory, leather, and spice. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
The Situation with Michael Brown. Hit that subscribe button. Leave a 5-star review to help us with the algorithm. And then that will do two things. It'll download all 5 days of the weekday program plus the weekend program so you don't miss any of me. Now let's go to CBS. I don't normally repeat stories that I do during the week on the weekend. I might a little bit, but not almost verbatim. But I want to go to CBS News because this is a story like the Washington Post story, but I think this one is even more blatant. Maybe it seems more blatant to me because it's on television. So the CBS Evening News did this story, and then they took the same package and they used it on CBS News 24/7, which is their primetime streaming service that runs weekdays. And Major Garrett was the reporter on this one. So this is, it's the same story, it's the same package, just presented by a different anchor. The reason I chose this one for the weekend is because it comes with a caption. And the caption is this: Minnesota corrections chief slams fundamentally false claims about non-cooperation with ICE. Let that sink in. Then the subhead is, the Department of Homeland Security is claiming local authorities in Minnesota are not cooperating with their operations. CBS News Homeland Security correspondent Nicole Spanga spoke with Minnesota Corrections Commissioner Paul Schnell, who says those allegations are false. Wow. So CBS News wants you to know that DHS is lying to you about whether or not Minnesota is cooperating. Got the premise? Here's the story.
Welcome back to The Takeout. Tensions between state officials in Minnesota and the Trump White House are increasing. The Department of Homeland Security is claiming that local authorities are not cooperating. Minnesota Corrections Chief Paul Schnell tells our Nicole Skanga those allegations are false.
Does it feel like the Department of Homeland Security is lying when it says that state authorities are not cooperating?
It is fundamentally false. We cooperate with ICE and ICE detainers. We have, as a matter of policy, done that for a long, long time. And so how they can say that is unbelievable. I just cannot find any way to explain what they're doing.
Nicole Skanga joins us now from St. Paul. Nicole, I'm always happy to have you with us. What else did you learn in your conversation with Mr. Snell?
Yeah, Major, just to set the scene for you, if you can hear protesters behind me, it's because we're outside of the federal law enforcement ICE facility here in St. Paul. We were inside that building just yesterday. I'll get to Mr. Schnell in just a minute. But inside that building, Major, we were told by top ICE and CBP officials a pretty explosive, what they said was a fact. I think the jury is out on that. But that state officials have released upwards of 400, 500 criminals into the streets of Minnesota. Now, we asked the top corrections officer in the state of Minnesota, Paul Schnell, about that. Take a listen to what he had to say. The Department of Homeland Security says roughly 450 criminals have been released into Minnesota's streets. And you say you don't know where that number comes from?
We have no idea where that number comes from. We know that we released 84 people.
To ICE
that were subject to detainers. And so this notion that Minnesota is not honoring federal ICE detainers is utterly untrue.
Why is this so far off from the American public's understanding of what's happening?
I can't explain it. It makes no sense.
And Major, when you hear that discussion of federal detainers, immigration detainers, basically an immigration detainer is a request from ICE that asks the federal, state, local law enforcement agency, prisons, jails to notify ICE as early as possible before they release a removable individual or someone who is here in the United States illegally, and to hold that person for up to 48 hours so that ICE can pick them up. Now, yesterday, in that federal facility, we also heard from officials within ICE and CBP that said right now there are more than 1,360 ICE detainers statewide. We went back to Commissioner Schnell. We asked him about that number, and he told us that he did a statewide jail survey and found that 207 individuals in state prisons and 94 in county jails are subject to ICE detainers right now. That is fewer than 300, and that is certainly nowhere near the 1,360 immigration detainers that DHS claims are out right now. So we have reached out to the Department of Homeland Security. But while for weeks we've been covering sort of dueling narratives here on the ground in St. Paul and in Minneapolis, We're now finding that officials can't even agree on the actual numbers here. And you have the state's top corrections officer telling us he's not even sure where DHS is getting its facts.
That is important reporting, Nicole. Thank you so very much for that.
That's important reporting, Nicole. Thank you so very much. What a load of bullcrap. So CBS News airs this short first CBS Morning segment, published at least one written piece built around that interview with Minnesota Corrections Commissioner Paul Schnell, in which he denies that DHS and ICE claims that Minnesota is releasing hundreds of dangerous criminals instead of turning them over to ICE. The CBS pieces and all these packages make several core points. Schnell, the state prisons commissioner, calls DHS's accusations fundamentally false and says that Minnesota Corrections does cooperate with ICE and ICE detainers. And in fact, they've had a policy of doing that for a long time. And you may recall that he also said, we have released 84 people that were transferred directly from state prisons to ICE custody in 2025. Then CBS repeats the DHS messaging that there are more than 1,300 pending ICE detainers statewide, and highlights ICE's public pressure campaign on Governor Walz to honor all ICE detainers. Now, here's the key. CBS frames the dispute as DHS saying that Minnesota is releasing criminals into the streets versus the commissioner insisting we didn't release them into the community, we released them to ICE, and noting that ICE itself sometimes releases people after they are in federal custody. Now, the on-air segment tags Minnesota as being accused of not cooperating with ICE. And then Schnell, the state prison commissioner, is presented as rebutting that claim, calling DHS worst of the worst, lists propaganda, and saying that staff-level cooperation actually works very well. That's the core narrative. Here's where that narrative conflates different systems and misleads you about what Minnesota law enforcement, generally speaking, is doing with ICE. They interview the commissioner of state prisons. The Minnesota Department of Corrections runs state prisons, not county or city jails. And in fact, the commissioner himself emphasizes that his authority is limited to state prisons and that compliance with civil detainers varies at the county level. Well, even that's a mistake. That doesn't tell the entire truth. Yes, civil detainer varies at the county level. It also varies at the local level. In every state, I don't care where you're listening, every state, well, except Louisiana, you have, because they have parishes, you have state prisons, you have county or parish prisons, and you have local prisons. You got a local police department. They got a local jail. I live in Douglas County, Colorado. I've got a Douglas County jail. And I live in Colorado, and I've got the Colorado prison system. Three levels of incarceration. So when the commissioner says that, I don't know what ICE is talking about because we released 84, he's telling the truth. He's actually telling the truth. But CBS manipulates you because they conflate the total number of all detainers to just the state and the state prison. I believe the commissioner. I believe he's telling the truth. They released they turned over 84 prisoners who had detainers. They turned them over directly to Immigration and Customs Enforcement because that's all he knows about. That's all he deals with. But CBS wraps it into one fight, into one bucket of just prisoners. Now, the Department of Corrections, the state, has one policy. They're going to notify and hand off to ICE at the prison release. But the sheriffs running county jails and the police chiefs running their city jails, they have their own policies, and they don't cooperate. CBS blatantly lies and conflates to its audience, not once, but at least three times on the CBS Evening News, the one that I played during the week, and then on their online CBS program, CBS 24/7, and in the written piece they have at CBS.com. Three times, CBS lies. Minnesota state law and civil rights litigation means that local law enforcement, they can't lawfully keep someone solely on an ICE detainer. And that might be a reason why counties limit cooperation. But that has nothing to do with whether they're cooperating or not. And by the way, if that is true, then why doesn't CBS point that out? CBS will gesture at detainers, but they never really explain that legal distinction. So they leave the impression that honoring detainers is simply a question of political will rather than any sort of statutory limit or liability. Some Minnesota agencies do have what are called 287G agreements to work directly with ICE. And others, notably Hennepin County, which is where Minneapolis is, explicitly decline broader cooperation. That's the difference between a regular county and a sanctuary county. Or a regular local government and a sanctuary local government. The state prison system, by contrast, is required by state law to notify ICE. So the CBS framing treats Minnesota or Minnesota authorities as a single actor. So you as a viewer, a listener, or a reader, you never get an accurate map. State Department of Corrections versus multiple independent sheriffs, city cops, city police chiefs, each having different legal constraints, different policies. So you put it together, the CBS story does a few things that will sound good in a three-minute package, but it muddies the facts for you. It deliberately misleads you, and I'll explain that next.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-9871. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-9871. That's 800-575-9871. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Ladies and gentlemen, get ready to experience the clairvoyance at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Direct from Vegas with an all-new show featuring never-before-seen mental magic and spectacular illusions.
Indulge in a date night of mystery, magic, and cuisine on February 14th.
An elegant pasta dinner will be served at 6:30 p.m.
Experience the clairvoyance.
Tickets just $75 plus fees. For complete details, visit windriver.com
or call 1-800-280-UWIN.
Must be 21 to attend.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Miss the show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. We're talking about CBS News. This hour, actually, I'm giving you two examples. The Washington Post misleads and lies to you, and now CBS News does it. And, well, I can't say that one bothers me more than the other. They both bother me. If I had to choose, I'd say CBS bothers me more because it's more widespread, has a larger distribution, and it syndicates this story, takes one package, and syndicates it out on the CBS Evening News, on their online internet news, and then on their website. So everybody gets the same bullcrap. Now, you put it together, the CBS story does a few things that sound good in a three-minute package, but they muddy and mislead the audience. They muddy and mislead you. They convert a multi-layered policy dispute into a binary dispute. It's Minnesota versus DHS. It's much more than that. Because DHS's criticism targets both state and local authorities and uses that big 1,360 detainer number that is largely about counties and cities. CBS then centers their rebuttal in the state corrections chief, which partially answers a charge that was broader than what his portfolio of responsibility is. He's only reacting to when he says, for example, that he doesn't know where they get those numbers, that it's all confusing to him. He's probably telling the truth because he's only responsible for part of it, and that's the state.
Does it feel like the Department of Homeland Security is lying when it says that state authorities are not cooperating?
It is fundamentally false. We cooperate.
Who's we? See, CBS never tells you who the we is. So they want you to think that Minnesota cooperates.
With ICE and ICE detainers, we have, as a matter of policy, done that for a long, long time. And so how they can say that is unbelievable. I just cannot find any way to explain what they're doing.
Because she's even misleading him. She's talking about, they talk about there's 1,300 detainers out there, and they've just been released, and you know we can't find these people. Well, I don't know what they're talking about. Because from his perspective, he's released 84. And that's his policy and has been for decades. Even prior to Trump. But that's not what CBS wants you to believe.
Nicole Skanga joins us now from St. Paul. Nicole, I'm always happy to have you with us. What else did you learn in your conversation with Mr. Snell?
Yeah, Major, just to set the scene for you, if you can hear protesters behind me, it's because we're outside of the federal law enforcement ICE facility here in St. Paul. We were inside that building just yesterday. I'll get to Mr. Schnell in just a minute. But inside that building, Major, we were told by top ICE and CBP officials a pretty explosive, what they said was a fact. I think the jury is out on that. But that state.
Then why didn't you check it? If you think the jury is out on that pretty explosive number, why don't you explain why it is? So it, what they do is they let federal officials broad claims hang over the entire state. And then they use a state prison practice as the evidence of cooperation. So Schnell's, the commissioner's statement that we cooperate with ICE and ICE detainers, that's true for his system. And his data show direct Department of Corrections to ICE transfers. But that does not speak to what happens in Hennepin County or any other county or any other municipal or city jail. So they downplay the role of ICE's own release decisions. Even Schnell notes that in a number of high-profile cases that Homeland Security touts, the Department of Corrections did transfer people to ICE. So, yes, he's speaking the truth. What they do is they deliberately blur legal constraints into sanctuary politics. So the piece references DHS pressure on Waltz to honor all detainees in the sanctuary rhetoric, but that does not square with Minnesota law and federal case law that makes it unlawful for sheriffs to hold people purely on a civil detainer in many circumstances. So that framing encourages you to see non-cooperation as political obstinance, not as compliance with legal limitations. And then they lead you to believe that ICE is lying because they use the commissioner's numbers versus the statewide, county, and municipal numbers. Wow. And you think that I'm hyperbolic when I talk about the cabal? Go back and listen to this hour again. I'll be right back.
Welcome to the most wonderful time of the year, when millions of Americans open their credit card statements, scream in terror, and start looking for new ways to save money. If that's you, why not cut your wireless bill in half with a saver plan from Pure Talk? You'll get unlimited talk, text, and 3 gigs of high-speed data on a super-fast 5G network for just $20 a month. Ho, ho, ho. Just dial #250, say micro, and Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team will help you switch in minutes. Again, talk, text, and data for just $20 a month.
The new year brings new health goals and wealth goals. Protecting your identity is an important step. Your info is in endless places that could expose you to identity theft, leading to lost funds. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second. If your identity is stolen, our restoration specialists will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Resolve to make identity, health, and wealth part of your new year's goals with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS. Visit LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22 12 6 42.
Everybody calls us.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.